Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic asks, where do we reap and where do we sow? We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Where Do We Reap and Where Do We Sow? By Aaron D'Anthony Brown. Read by Leah Martin. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a person sows, he will also reap. Because the one who sows to his flesh will reap destruction from the flesh. But the one who sows to the Spirit will reap eternal life from the Spirit. Let us not get tired of doing good, for we will reap at the proper time if we don't give up. Galatians 6:7-9. One of the most frustrating parts about being a Christian is watching others be applauded for wrongdoing while we feel ignored for doing good. The psalmist Asaph once said, "But as for me, my feet almost slipped, my steps nearly went astray, for I envied the arrogant. I saw the prosperity of the wicked." Psalm 73:2-3. Sometimes we feel this at work, in the classroom, or even on the dating scene. If we're a good person, why aren't we recognized? Are we not as good as we think? Maybe, and that's always something to consider, though the issue could be just a matter of perspective. Are we seeking the admiration of others as some sort of prize? Or are we content with having God's approval? Sowing and reaping isn't always as simple as 2 + 2. Sometimes we get what we deserve, and sometimes not. One thing's for certain, however, we will reap at the proper time if we don't give up. That could be tomorrow, years down the road, or even in the next life. As Christians, we want to ensure that what we reap is good. But what exactly is sowing and reaping? In the spiritual context, sowing is to do something and reaping is to receive the consequence of that action. Think cause and effect. Christians are tasked with sowing and reaping fruits of the Spirit, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and more, as listed in Galatians 5:22-23. Therefore, we sow through every word and every deed, every single day. Everyone participates in sowing and reaping, whether we're Christian or not, and whether we believe in God or not. The question is, what are we sowing? And then what are we reaping? This is something to consider in all areas of our lives and in all of our relationships. Scripture draws a contrast between sowing to the flesh and sowing to the Spirit. Serving the flesh is sinful, but serving the Spirit is virtuous. This brings us back to an earlier question. Are we seeking the admiration of others or some sort of prize? Or are we content with having God's approval? Ideally, Christians sow because of a desire to serve God and others, not for selfish vainglory. We find contentment in sowing, regardless of what acknowledgement we receive. By sowing to the Spirit, we perform good deeds with the hope of receiving positive results. The idea of sowing and reaping is especially important because Jesus commands us to abide in Him. He calls Himself the vine, and we're the vine's branches. John 15, 1 through 6 explains that we reveal our faith when we produce fruit. And the only way to produce fruit is to sow. Do we always get what we think we deserve? No. We may think we want the answer to be, oh, always. But when we consider that we're all flawed and sinful, we might likely reconsider. If we always got what we deserved, surely there would be plenty of good things that resulted from our good deeds, but there would also be plenty of consequences that result from our daily sins. That's why God commands us to avoid sin and do good things. Good deeds produce good fruit, not always immediately, not always in the way that we expect, not always for our own enjoyment, but blessings do result from following Christ. In due season, we reap what we sow. Intersecting faith and life. The ways by which we sow goodness aren't always obvious. Here are some ways to start sowing. Converse with a stranger. Compliment someone. Practice humility. Offer acts of service. Volunteer. Donate. Practice obedience. Write a letter. Visit a friend. Support an artist. Affirm someone physically. Or practice patience. If you find yourself in a tough predicament and you tire of doing good, remember God's word. Let us not get tired of doing good, for we will reap at the proper time if we don't give up. We don't always recognize the reaping, nor do we always see the fruit of our labor on this side of life. But there is always a result, for better or for worse. Sometimes the wicked do prosper, but they do so in this life. Nonetheless, as believers, we're not called to envy others, nor live our lives like non-believers. God has set our duties before us, and He's told us what we're to do. He promises to bless us as a result. Whatever good you're sowing, no matter the difficulty, you will reap if you don't give up. For further reading, explore Galatians 5, 22 through 23, and John 15, 1 through 6. The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.